This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. This is the Legacy Financial Strategy Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So thanks for tuning in. Again, the name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our tagline is we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg, where we try to increase your returns and reduce your risks, if at all possible. So let me tell you what we're going to be talking about. Before that, let me give you some contact information, and I'll repeat it several times throughout the show because you may want to set up a complimentary consultation, either a 5, 10, 15-minute call on the phone or come in and see us in person at no charge. So our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, PA, in a development called Linden Point. Or you can Google the word Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial. I'll take an area on Google that says Leave a Legacy. Leave a Legacy, which has all our contact information. If you go to that website, leavealegacy.com. leavealegacy.com. Between my daughter and myself, and she should be coming back toward the end of October, and we've been serving pre-retirees and retirees between my daughter and myself for over 70 years, 70. So she's a certified estate planner. I'm a master certified estate planner. So what we're going to be talking about is we're going to talk about on this segment about the SECURE Act, and what does that stand for? Setting every community up for retirement enhancement. There's some things you might be aware about the stretch and so forth. I haven't talked for a while about it. Then we're going to talk about Social Security, some of the news, the cost of living, etc. Then we're going to be talking about bank on yourself, and we're going to talk about a strategy that's pretty powerful. You're definitely going to want to stay tuned to that. And then we're going to talk about 16 reasons why an accountant prefer this particular strategy to mutual funds. We'll talk about that. And toward the end of the show, we got some major bombshells. If you haven't heard them, it's not looking good for the Biden family. It's not looking good for the Biden family. Now, I'm hoping they make it through the election. I hate to have another candidate and have a delay in the election. So stay tuned for that and much, much more. And then we'll show you what Joey tried to do in Miami. He tried to duplicate with our president, Donald J. Trump, on having a lot of cars there. We'll talk about that as well. It was a big disaster. So let's talk about the new law, NECAPS Stretch IRA. Now, you can find this information in publications, an IRS publication, 590. But it's not very good reading. It's 122 pages, two parts, Part A, 62 pages, Part B is 60 pages. It goes into detail about this, about IRAs and all kinds of things. But one of the things they did is change the tax structure. Now, I wonder why they did that on these IRAs. Well, IRAs are called individual retirement accounts. We call them internal revenue accounts. But I'm talking about anything where you got to get the tax deduction, but you got to pay taxes on it later. Those are called ticking time bombs. And right now, the taxes are set to sunset December 31st, 2025. It's not a maybe, unless, of course, Congress gets in and they keep them there. So now's a great time to get rid of some of those ticking time bombs. So since last December, the imaginatively named Setting Every Community Up for Retirement, known as the SECURE Act, became law. That's before COVID hit. The SECURE Act was intended mainly to expand opportunities for individuals to increase their retirement savings and to simplify the administration of the retirement plans, which sounds, so far, sounds pretty good, right? But the act also included a big unfavorable change that kneecapped the so-called stretch IRA estate planning strategy that was employed by well-off IRA owners. So if you have one or not sure if you have one, you might want to give us a call at that 800 number, 264-4963. But the act also included a big unfavorable change. I said kneecapped the so-called stretch IRA estate planning strategy that was employed by well-off IRA owners, but even people who aren't well-off. Before covering the unfavorable development and what you can do to respond to that, let's review some background information on how the stretch IRA worked before the damage done by the SECURE Act. And I'll explain what the stretch means in a minute. The effective date, the SECURE Act, anti-stretch IRA changed in generally effective for IRAs inherited by a non-spousal beneficiaries from account owners who die after 2019. An IRA that was inherited from an original account owner, that person for whom the account was first established, who died in 2019 or earlier, is unaffected and can still work as a stretch, the same as before the SECURE Act. So what is the so-called stretch? If you get that publication 590 and read it, which I have, you won't see the word stretch. There's other words that mean the same thing. It's like when you read the Bible, you won't see the word Bible in the Bible. However, there are words in publication 590, and here's the way it works. Forget the spouse now. You had husband and wife. They say the husband died and went to the wife. Now the wife dies. Well, heirs were allowed to take distribution. When I say heirs, beneficiaries. There was a separate table based on their life expectancy. So let's say you had three kids. John, Mary, and Jane. Different ages. Well, each one, if you had the right custodian, and not all custodians allowed this, you could separate those into three separate IRAs upon the death of both the husband and then the wife died second. And each one, even though they had different dates of birth, unless they were twins, they could take out distributions based on their life expectancy. So let's say the one beneficiary was age 60, and you look at the chart and it said 90. Or to say 90, yeah, 90. So that means over 30 years, they could take out that percentage, which is about 3% per year. Now, they could take out more if they want to, but they weren't required to do that. And then if you had another child that was, say, 58, they could take it based on their age, and one was 56, they could take it on their age. So that hits the stretch, which allowed the compounding to take effect. Now, sooner or later, someone's going to pay the price. That's what we call these ticking time bombs. So now, they're saying that other than a spouse, you have to empty the account over 10 years, which means what? Instead of stretching out longer, we call that legacy stretch or multi-stretch. The fact is now the government can get more of the tax revenue up front. So there's some other strategies, which we're going to talk about, that are much more powerful. And now's a good opportunity to do planning. So if you have one of these and like more information on the SECURE Act and how it pertains to you, give Legacy Financial Strategies a call at toll-free at 800-264-4963. 4963. Now, besides doing tax preparation and tax planning, I'm doing this on Thursday, the 15th of October, which is the last day to get your taxes in, unless you got money coming back. And by the way, we do have a few of those that are hanging on. But we do a lot of tax planning, from simple stuff to very complex tax return. Because we work with a network of CPAs and people throughout the country. So I don't care how complicated your case is, we can handle it. In fact, we have, besides that leavealegacy.com website, we have Innovation Tax Service. And then for those who have a little higher net worth, we have one called LeeTaxReduction.com, LeeTaxReduction.com. So you can get more information there. So we do tax preparation, tax planning. When it comes to protecting your assets, this is the one thing if you haven't planned for, it can wipe out your nest egg. So we do pre-crisis and crisis planning, and that is protecting your assets from a catastrophic illness and a Medicaid spend down. And some people think that means long-term care insurance. No, it doesn't. We also have some powerful strategies. If you want to stay in-home, you can pay for the in-home hours. We've got strategies called a liquid estate. Liquid estate. How do you have liquid money that can pay your estate within 24, 48 hours, maybe even 72 hours right away, that can help pay for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months while you're taking time to settle the estate. So when we come back, we're going to talk about more what we are doing, and we're going to talk about Social Security. Then we're going to talk about the strategy, what you can do about these ticking time bombs, and why a lot of CPAs think this strategy I'm going to show you or talk to you about in your second or third segment may be a lot better than the one that you're doing now. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. It's the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write down our contact information, if you'd like to set up a complimentary phone call for 5, 10, 15 minutes or a complimentary consultation in person, give Legacy Financial Strategies a call at toll free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Before I get in and talk about the Social Security and these ticking time bombs and the strategy that many CPAs and accountants like this strategy as opposed to traditional IRAs, is we also show people how to avoid probate. We work with elder law attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. So if you got a catastrophic illness, if you need wills, trusts, power of attorney, how to avoid probate, how to avoid inheritance taxes in the state of Pennsylvania, we work with the attorneys to be able to set that up. And we know the ones who are very reasonable and are knowledgeable. You want, first of all, quality, price second. I've seen people who charge high fees and they don't have the quality either. So you need both. But we work with elder law attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania, that when it comes to any investments or savings, you name it, I can't say we have everything, we have most things. And we like to talk about yellow, green, and red money. Yellow is your emergency money, checking, saving, money market account. You should have anywhere from 3 months to a year. Red money is anything go up, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, variable annuities, gold, silver, etc. We have a division of our company called Legacy Advisory Group. It's a fiduciary. Then we have green money, that's where you can't lose money due to market conditions. That would be long-term CDs. We don't offer that. Savings bonds, we don't offer that, but fixed annuities or index annuities, and everyone has pros and cons. My daughter, Sherry Marini, used to work for the Social Security office well over 20 years ago, but there's not too many advisors, I think, from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania can say that. So when it comes to Social Security planning, you know, we can do analysis because you should look at a Social Security as an asset class. And one of the things we do besides the first meeting, either on the phone or in person, we gather the information, get to know, see if there's a good fit. To the second meeting we do, which call the retirement roadmap. We want to see if the road that you're on, and we use the Social Security analysis if you haven't started collecting it, to see what dates or what years, what age you should be taking it. So we do Social Security, pensions, investable assets, rate of return, inflation, expenses. We put that on an equation to see if you're going to have enough money to last between you and your spouse if you're married. If you're not, then we do it for one person. Then usually the third meeting, then we offer solutions, give you the pros and cons. But Social Security should be looked at as an asset class. So Social Security, if you're not aware of it, it's going to go up. The COLA, cost of living adjustment, for 2020, 1.3%. But like everything else, when something goes up, there's got to be a gotcha. Medicare premiums. If you're 65 and older, Part A, you don't pay anything for, but Part B, you do. And if you make under certain thresholds, $144.60 a month, that's going to go to $153.30. And if you're making, and I won't go into the numbers again, you know, like $180,000 and half that for a single person, there may be some strategies where we can keep that modified adjusted gross income so you don't end up paying more than the numbers I just gave you. So higher income limits could see, and I talked quite a bit that last week, could see our net Social Security checks go down if the new IRMAA exceeds their COLA. So the Social Security portion of payroll tax, if you're working, will be assessed on earnings. Now for 2021, it goes up from $137,700 for 2020 to $142,800. And that's taxed at 6.2%. That's the Social Security part. That means that for the maximum earners, the employee's employer will each got to pay that 6.2, which is $8,853.60. That's a total of $17,707.20. Then, of course, the Medicare, which is 1.45% matched by the employer, there's no ceiling on that. So the indexing factors and bend points used to calculate PIAs, that's called the primary insurance amount, for people born in 1959 who will turn 62 in 2021 were adjusted to account for a 3.75% increase in the 2019 average weight index. Individual with maximum earnings since age 22, that's year what, 1981, will have a primary insurance amount of $3,262.70. I don't come across seeing many of those. This is the amount that will receive if they apply for benefits at their full retirement, which is now what? 66 years and 10 months. Next year will be at the 67. There's still concern that the 1960 cohort, those turning 62 in 2022, will see a drop in the PIA compared to the 1959 cohort of the 2020 average index. So they take your highest 35 year earnings. So if you'd like to get analysis done or learn more about that, give Legacy Financial Strategies a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So if you have money in a tax-deferred retirement account, we call those ticking time bombs, like a 401k, IRA, 403b, yes, you are sitting on a tax time bomb. You may not be aware of it, but poof, when you see the analysis, how much you're paying, you will say, boy, I wish I had known this sooner. Well, I'm going to explain the tax traps you face by showing you how to move toward a You ready for this? 0% tax bracket. Is that possible? In retirement, and I mean legally, we don't do any Willie Nelson strategies, and we don't do any Ponzi schemes, so you're on your own for those. But by not doing it the way most people do it, which is by being broke. Conventional wisdom says maximize, this is conventional, not our wisdom, maximize your contributions to tax deferred plans. You probably heard that. Your neighbor, your coworker probably does that, or that a certain amount of that anyways. Your money compounds without being reduced by taxes, and you'll end up with more money during retirement. But like conventional wisdom about personal finance, it's what? Baloney. You may appear on the statement as more, but actual income, baloney. The Society of Actuaries says that the tax rates are the same. It doesn't make any difference when the taxes are taken away from you at the beginning, tax exempt, or at the end, tax deferred. It's the same fraction of your money that is left to you. Who said this? The Society of Actuaries. But most people look at their savings and think it's all theirs. You get a statement. Your 401k, 403b, etc. has your name on it. But there's a lien on it. You just don't see it. So you may have forgotten you owe Uncle Sam the taxes he let you defer all those years on every penny you put in and every penny of growth. And according to Boston College Center for Retirement Director Alicia Munnell, it's a very big deal when people realize they only have two-thirds or three-quarters of what they thought they had. If the tax rates are actually lower during your retirement, you might come out ahead by deferring taxes. But where do you think tax rates are headed? Go to usdebtclock.org, usdebtclock.org, and then after you see that spinning chart, you tell me. You must consider what tax rates might be during a retirement that could last, that's right, 30 years, depending on when you retire. Plus, most people we talk to think taxes ultimately must go up due to the aging demographics of our country and unsustainable national debt. Again, go to that website, usdebt.org, usdebtclock.org. Not to mention, now over $27 trillion in climbing. And when the tax rates go up, if you're successful in growing your nest egg, you'll simply end up paying higher taxes on a bigger number. I can remember the days where you actually paid a surcharge on a certain amount. That could also come back. So you've probably been told you should expect to retire in a lower tax bracket, but many retirees, if we have a tax bracket, complain they're actually in a higher tax bracket. Now I have some that are in lower, so it depends on the person. And what are one of the two main reasons? Except for this year, because you can waive the RMDs because of COVID, but normally you have to take out your RMDs. Requirement minimum distributions. They used to be 7.5, now they're 72. Social Security tax torpedo. They have an index for inflation. If you make more than $32,000, or $25,000 a single person, up to 50% of your Social Security could be subject to tax. If you make more than $44,000 as a married couple, or $34,000 a single, up to 85% of your Social Security could be subject to tax. They usually take half your Social Security, all your provisional income, W-2, interest, dividends, qualified dividends, etc., and they calculate that. They even calculate tax-exempt interest, which is not taxable to the federal, but it can affect your Social Security tax. So many people are surprised to discover their income is taxed, the Social Security. And they say, I never knew that. No one ever pointed out to me. Well, there's strategy you can do to lower that. And the best-kept secret for moving toward is a zero tax bracket. And we're going to talk about that and what many accountants like this strategy. And I'm going to give you a little analysis. So I want you to listen to this important message or listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. So again, listen to this message. When we come back, we're going to talk about that.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. What we were talking about in the last segment, I'm going to give you some contact information in a minute, is bank on yourself. We're talking about these ticking time bombs. And that's IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, 457 plans, thrift programs, part for sure program, anything where you got a tax deduction, you got to pay later. And then we're going to talk about 16 reasons why accountants prefer this strategy over mutual funds. And then I'm going to show you, you can't see it, but a comparison. And if you'd like to get your analysis done at no charge, give us a call. And if you'd like to set up a complimentary phone call, say a 5, 10, 15 minute, or come in and have an in-house meeting, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website, leavealegacy.com. We got on-demand seminars there, how to have a one on Social Security. One is how to have a paycheck for life. Are you ready to retire? How to have a tax-free retirement, one's on estate planning, wills, trusts, etc., and one's on women and wealth. Six mini-seminars, so on-demand seminars. That website's leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. So we're talking about why sometimes people are in actually higher tax bracket because of the requirement minimum distributions are forced to take out, except for this year because of COVID. Social Security tax torpedo, the double taxation that they get trapped in, they aren't sure about. So the strategy we left off is talking about how to move toward a zero strategy where you have no requirement minimum distributions to push into a higher tax bracket. By the way, Roths are not, you're not required to take money out if you have a Roth. So this is kind of like a jumbo Roth. It's not a jumbo Roth, but it's a super Roth. There is no such thing as a super Roth, but I'm going to give you that information in just a minute. So the income you take from this particular strategy is not included if you normally receive a 1099 when the IRS determines how much tax you'll pay on your Social Security income. And it's legal. As I mentioned, we don't do Willie Nelson strategies because I can't sing. The income you take doesn't increase your Medicare premiums, like unlike IRA distribution, tax-exempt bond income. Income from conventional retirement plan withdrawals can increase Medicare premiums, and if you're in a higher bracket, as much as 350%. In addition, the strategy, you even have a strategy that has death benefit, and it's got living benefits that you can use for chronic illness and for nursing home, in-home care, assisted living care. So it's got a lot of bells and whistles. So what strategy are we talking about? We're talking about either using a whole life or an index universal life or IUL. And here are 16 reasons why accountants prefer either index universal life. Some people like more of the guarantees with whole life. They both have their pluses and minuses. An index universal life policy company never loses money due to a down market. Not only do mutual funds not provide the safety from market declines, but investors can lose substantial portion of both principal and past earnings during a market downturn, often requiring extreme market gains just to get back to evens. If you lost 50%, to get back to even, you don't need 50%, you need 100%, or you need 8% over the next 12 years. Because of the absence of potential drop in account value due to market losses, IUL qualifies as a fixed product under the licensing regulations Department of Insurance Commissioners in all 50 states. IUL accounts grows tax deferred like a qualified plan. There are no limitations, number three, on the amount that may be contributed, like there is to a IRA, to a Roth. Policy owners may access their money from IUL without IRS penalty, regardless of age, if you're under 59 and a half. Number five, why many accountants like this strategy, you control your taxes, not the fund manager. Mutual funds, number six, often make annual tax distributions to fund owners, even when the value of their fund has gone down in value. When the market takes an extended downturn after several years of substantial growth, as they did in 2000, 2002, and again in 2008, fund managers will often resort to selling appreciated stocks purchased several years earlier in order to generate gains to offset the losses. Number seven, IULs avoid a myriad of tax traps. The ownership of mutual funds may require the mutual fund owner to pay estimated taxes. We call those 1040 ES. Tax deferred accumulation inside an IUL does not create the same tax problem. So they're easy to position so that the owner's death, the beneficiary, is not subject to either income or estate taxes. And in Pennsylvania, we have a thing called the inheritance tax, which they're not taxable, which IRAs and those qualified accounts are. Number eight, mutual funds may cause income taxes, taxation of Social Security benefits, which I talked earlier. Number nine, mutual funds can create an income tax for individuals purchasing funds late in the year. Number 10, the record-keeping requirements for owning mutual funds are significantly more complex. Number 11, mutual funds are commonly part of a decedent's probated estate, unless they have a named beneficiary. Number 12, Medicaid, disqualification, lifetime income. An IUL can provide their own owners with a stream of income for their entire lifetime, regardless of how long they live. Insurance is often classified so that it is not considered assets for Medicaid disqualification of a nursing home. You got to design it right. So if you'd like to have a copy, I ran through just the highlights of these 16 reasons why some accounts prefer an IUL to, say, mutual funds. And let me give you something to think about. You may be thinking, well, I'm too old. This has been better for a young person. Well, do you have grandchildren? Do you have children? So here's one that a person used on a grandchild, 23 years of age. Annual contribution, $500 a month, $6,000 a year. And the comparison is this IUL. I call it a super Roth. That's not the proper term. It's an index universal life. $6,000 a year, $500 a month, and it compared to an alternative type strategy, and they're putting in $6,000 a year over 10 years. So age 23 to age 33. So they're both putting in $6,000 a year for 10 years is how much? 10 times 6,000 is 60,000. Using the assumed rate, very conservative, 5.72%. 5.27%. This is after fees. So let's say this person, we're going to run it to age 84, then I'll show you what they start taking out at 55. The IUL annual after-tax cash flow, and they start taking it at 55, $22,000 a year. So they put in 60. Just in 3 years, they got their money back tax-free. The taxable account is going to generate $11,705 annual after-tax cash flow. Total after-tax cash flow to age 84 with the IUL is $679,680 versus $351,000. Almost double in the IUL based on the same rate of return. And the expenses, the people say IUL expensive, the expenses running from 23 to age 84, that's 61 years. The IUL expenses was $50,428. You ready for this? The mutual fund was $82,000. I think he's being generous on this illustration. $981. Much more expensive. So if you'd like to see one, how it would work on one of your grandkids or kids, let us know. I can send it out to you. You don't need to stop in. Email it to you. and we could have a conversation about it. Pretty powerful strategy that you might want to consider. You may be too old to do the strategy yourself, but you may have kids or other ones, and you could be actually the owner of it and control that. So again, if you'd like more information, give us a call at Legacy Financial Strategies, toll free, and ask for an IUL comparison. IUL comparison. Again, the toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. When you come back, we got some bombshells talking about Joey Biden. And then we're going to talk about a blunder that he tried to pull off in Miami to copy what Donald Trump was doing. But I hope he can make it to the election. I hate to cancel the election. Things are not looking good for Joey and his clan. So stay tuned for that and much, much more. So listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to important messages.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Let me give you some contact information if you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute phone call or come into the office to have a complimentary consultation. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, that's 800-264-4963. So we're going to talk a little politics on this segment. Joey Biden apparently was in Florida recently and was trying to duplicate what our president was, and this could be an exaggeration. They reported that in Miami, there was 30,000 cars that had Donald J. Trump, like a parade. I don't know how you can count 30,000, but it was a high number. Now, in Joey's case, it's probably not an exaggeration because it'd be easy to count. Guess how many cars he had in Miami? 15 cars. So 15, I think, is manager, you can call that, and probably a lot of it was his staff. So poor Joey, he's trying to duplicate it. It just didn't turn out, so that strategy bombed. Now, this little switch, little gears, we'll get back to Joey and the corruption, his whole family. As I mentioned, Peter Schweiss, I've talked about that, and toward the election, we'll get a lot more detail about, you know, Peter Schweiss's book, and it's called Profiles of Corruption. But AOC, I call her the prophet, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, known as the prophet, says the GOP would attack Jesus if he came to Congress. I'm surprised she used the word he. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez claimed on Monday a Republican congressman would attack Jesus if he came to Congress. 99% of Republican Congress members identify as Christians. Do you think I believe that? You know, you could say you're a car just because you were in a garage. You could say I'm a car. Now, you probably wouldn't say that, but does that make you a car? So there could be many people who profess who do not possess. She said, I'm sick and tired of Republicans who co-opt faith as an excuse to advance bigotry and barbarism, the far-left congressman claimed on Twitter. Fact is, she said, if today Christ himself came to the floor of Congress and repeated his teachings, many would malign him as radical and eject him from the chamber. By the way, at the end, I'm going to show you what each candidate stands for. And if you'd like to get this guide, voter's guide, I'll tell you where you can get it. When politicians use faith as an excuse to pass and uphold laws, they seize control of people's bodies, but not guaranteeing them health care. Feed the poor, shelter the homeless, or welcome the stranger. You have to wonder if it's really about faith at all, she later claimed. In the 116th Congress, just two of the 252 GOP members do not identify as Christians. That's Lee Zedlin and David Kustoff, both Jewish, Pew Research reported. Among Republicans and those who lean toward the Republican Party in the general public, 82% of registered voters are Christians, compared with 99% of Republicans in Congress. The prophet, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, remarks come as a confirmation hearing begin on Monday for the Supreme Court. So she always has words of wisdom. I won't read any more what she has to say because it's not worthwhile listening. I'm not even sure why I read that. You saw where Pelosi, Crazy Nancy, sparred with Wolf Blitzer. Now, I don't watch CNN, the Communist News Network. However, I did see the clip shown on Fox. And certain Hannity and Lauren, they didn't show the whole clip, but Tucker did the following day, so that Lauren Green. And by the way, he was right on. I have to give him credit. I don't care if it's a Communist News Network. If he's telling the truth, he's right on. People are starving and hurting. And she says, Nancy, you don't really seem to be concerned. She says, you don't understand. I won't go through all the talk. You can go YouTube it yourself. But he was right on the money. We'll see if they get a deal done. Probably the checks, if they do get a deal done, probably won't go out to elections. So time is running out. I hope there is. There is a lot of people hurting out there. Could use the stimulus, plus businesses, etc. Another study, CDC. In fact, tonight they had NBC. The lady was talking about, she said the study is bogus. Well, it comes from the CDC. I think a lot of it on there is bogus. They claim the CDC study finds vast majority of those infected with COVID-19 always wore masks. But yet Robert Redfield, quack Robert Redfield, along with the quack Fauci, of course, he says, Redfield says now, he thinks that masks are better than even the vaccine. And there's a video with him showing that. But there's no evidence. But anyways, to the study, they said another 14% said they wore masks often, which adds up to 85%. Let me give you a survey. 154 patients who tested positive for the coronavirus in the previous 14 days before the illness began. 71% reported using either a cloth face covering or a mask. Another 14% said they wore the mask often, which adds up to 85%. And only 4% of respondents said they never wore a face mask. And another 4% said they rarely did. These case patients were symptomatic adults with the SARS-CoV-2 infection confirmed. The control participants were symptomatic patients who had a negative SARS. So, anyway, if you'd like to get a copy of the study, go to the website or I can email it to you. Now, this is a biggie, folks. Big, big, big. Biden calls press lid, won't speak to reporters following bombshell report about alleged meeting with Burisma executive. The Biden campaign, yet another press lid. He puts lids on from time to time. He goes in the basement. And by the way, in all due fairness to Joey, when you go in the basement, folks, and I don't know what kind of basement he has, but maybe he has a nicer basement than I have. When you go to the basement, a lot of times you know what happens, not all the time, but a lot of basements have fungus. They get mold, you know, in terms of the fungus. A mold is fungus, and then he gets plural fungi. And what happens is if it attaches to the brain, then you start losing it. And Joey Biden was talking the other day about Alzheimer's. his handlers should not let him talk about Alzheimer's. I don't think it does well for him. Why he was talking about that, I'm not really sure, although it's a very serious subject. In fact, we did a workshop on dementia. There's like about 20-some different types of dementia. Alzheimer's is just one of them. And you really can't determine if someone has Alzheimer's until you really have an autopsy. There's about 20-some different forms of it. Anyway, getting back to this lid bombshell, Vice President Joe Biden may have lied about the meeting with an executive from Ukraine Energy. See, his son, Hunter, apparently had a crack glass of his laptop. He took it in to get it repaired, and he never picked it up. And in there, it was Hunter Biden's, all this information that he had emails for years. So Mayor Giuliani has it, the New York Post has it, and hopefully the officials have it. And he said, Giuliani said he's only gone through about one-third of it. The New York Post is 20%, so there's more to come. But it does not look good for the former vice president and his son. His son, in all due fairness, and not I'm going to give a fairness, he has a drug problem. Does he have it still currently? I don't know that for a fact. But some of his actions seems kind of derelict, would indicate he's got some serious issues. The New York Post reported earlier Wednesday about a newly obtained smoking gun email that appeared to show that Hunter Biden brokered a meeting in April 2015 between his father and Burisma's number three executive. Biden has repeatedly denied ever discussing his son's overseas business dealings. But that's pretty typical for Joey. Anyway, we're kind of running out of time because I got to go see this voter's guide. But just stay tuned. You're going to see a lot more that comes out. Can he make it to the election day? Or are they going to pull the plug? And some people might get arrested during this time, or the grand jury. So we'll have to wait and see. But it does not look good for the Biden camp. But that's not surprising. According to Giuliani, he calls it racketeering. They've been doing it for years and years and years. So this information, a 2020 guide, is a family council. And let me tell you where you can get this guide, because I may not be able to go through all of it. It's called go to voterspa.com. Voterspa.com. And you can go to, if you have a church, tell them to go to pafamily.org/honoringgod. pafamily.org/honoringgod. So in this, I got in the mail. Maybe you got one in the mail too. It shows your president of the United States. It shows Joe Biden versus Donald J. Trump. Should abortion be prohibited from the moment of conception, except to save the life of mother? No, Donald Trump says yes. Should Congress make permanent the middle class tax relief provisions of Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017? Joe Biden says no. Donald Trump says yes. There is a little some asterisk you have to look in the back. Should Congress enact the Green Deal? What a disaster that would be, which includes measures to prohibit Americans from using coal and other fossil fuels for energy and efforts to decrease the nation's carbon emissions. Of course, yes for Biden, no for Trump. Should organizations provide abortions such as Planned Parenthood be prohibited from receiving federal funds? No, Joe Biden wants federal funds for Planned Parenthood. That's the one Margaret Sanger, when they exterminate the black race. Donald Trump says, no, they shouldn't use taxpayers' money. Should able-bodied adults between the ages of 18 and 49 be required to maintain employment or to receive food stamp? Joey says no. They can sit at home. Donald Trump says yes. Should Congress enact a Stand Your Ground law eliminating the duty to retreat before using legal lethal force if necessary for self-defense? Biden says no. Donald Trump says yes. Should the United States construct a wall on the southern border in effort to improve immigration regulation? Joey says no. Wild West, let them come on in. Donald says no. Should the government fine or penalize private bankers, florists, or other creative professionals who do not wish to use their artistic expression to celebrate a same-sex wedding? Biden says yes, Donald Trump says no. So if you'd like more information on this 2020 voter's guide, give us a call. If you want to tune out, or not tune out, but tune in to listen to my show I have on Sunday morning from 8:30 to 9 a.m. on WPIC 790, because not tune out, tune out. If you're going to tune out, you might miss the most important message of all. Where are you going to spend eternity? Where are you going to spend eternity? It's either heaven or hell. Man's point, he wants to die. Then comes the judgment. It's not like taking a vacation and say it won't go there next year. We're talking about forever and ever. The secret is, James 4:10, you must humble yourself. Repent, ask for forgiveness, and do what? Accept Jesus Christ as the God. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except me. Either Jesus, who he says he is, the God, he's a lunatic or a liar. Who does he say he is? If you want to learn more about, give us a call or tune in on Sunday morning, WPIC 790 AM from 8:30 AM to 9 AM. One Way Radio Network, only one way to heaven. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge, you please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing factor, a piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.